This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he would welcome more help from the feds to tackle crime in Chicago, but that won't come from the National Guard. Reports surfaced this week that the Trump administration is using Naval Station Great Lakes in the northern suburbs as a training ground for an operation in September. It isn't really clear when or if an operation would actually begin. Governor Pritzker says more law enforcement would be great, but not troops.
We'd love to have more ATF agents help us take guns off the streets. We'd love to have more FBI agents to help us to track down perpetrators of crime. But we don't welcome troops to the city of Chicago. We do not welcome troops to the state of Illinois.
Pritzker says most National Guard troops don't want to be deployed to an American city, but if they are, he says it's important to respect that they are just following orders. Chicago school board members are calling on the district to be prepared if the city is flooded with federal immigration agents and the National Guard. Here's Emma Lozano, who is a pastor who represents a heavily Latino area on Chicago's southwest side.
Because many of our children are mixed status families. They have undocumented parents that have been working hard for decades waiting for immigration reform that never came. And now we have a dictator in the White House, and we need to be straight and understand that the city of Chicago and the Chicago Public Schools should be fighting together for the children.
Other board members asked Chicago Public Schools officials what they were going to do if students did not attend classes with federal agents here in Chicago. The district sent a letter to families this week reiterating that students are safe in schools. Some Illinois veterans are sounding the alarm against President Trump's threats to send the National Guard here to Chicago. My colleague Noah Jennings reports Illinois State Representative Stephanie Kifowit is a Marine Corps veteran and recalls being sent to the Los Angeles riots in 1992.
But the key point is that the governor worked with the federal government to ensure that it was a coordinated campaign for a specific incident. What we're seeing today is there's no specific incident. It's just a president that has decided to abuse his authority over our National Guard members.
Army veteran Dan Tully calls the threats a distraction.
Donald Trump does not care about our military. Otherwise, he would not have dodged the draft, called fallen soldiers suckers or losers, or continually politicized the military.
It is still unclear when the National Guard might arrive. More than 10,000 people are expected to cycle down a car-free DuSable Lakeshore Drive in Chicago on Sunday. The eight-lane road will be closed to traffic from Hollywood to 95th Street as part of the annual Bike the Drive event. Amy Reinell is executive director of the Active Transportation Alliance. The group hosts the yearly ride. She says the group's mission to create a region with safe biking, walking, and transit options will be on full display.
It's a demonstration of how we can use the massive amount of public space and roadway in a new way that is healthier, much better for climate, and just much better for communities.
The 24th annual Bike the Ride starts 6:30 in the morning on Sunday and runs throughout that morning. You're listening to The Rundown. There are many unanswered questions about President Trump's threat to send the National Guard to Chicago, starting with, is the Guard actually coming? If it does, will these troops have power to make arrests? And will Chicago police be involved? City officials held a briefing to share what they know and mostly what they don't. My colleague Mariah Wolfel has more.
Here's a big spoiler alert. Officials still say they are in the dark about Trump's plans, and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling answered a lot of questions like this.
It's really hard to say what protocol is or will be without any communication with the National Guard or knowing what their orders are when they get here.
Again, and Snelling stressed this, we do not know if they will get here. But what we do know is that Trump is thinking about using a naval base on the North Shore to house immigration, customs, and enforcement agents, and possibly the National Guard. And Snelling did walk through how local law enforcement would respond in a couple of specific scenarios. Like, what if Trump sends in more ICE agents to areas home to many immigrants, like Little Village or Pilsen?
If that happens, if we get a large contingency of federal agents and National Guards, all of our officers will be in uniform so that they can be clearly identified, number one. Number two,
he says, if CPD gets a call for help that's regarding immigration enforcement, such as help with protests against immigration raids, a supervisor, not rank and file cops, will go to the scene and assess the situation.
Once the assessment is made, if we know that it's only immigration enforcement going on, our officers will not be in those areas assisting in any way.
But he says CPD will not interfere with enforcement actions. Another question, what if Trump directs the National Guard or another agency to clear out homeless encampments? That happened in Washington, D.C. Chief Homelessness Officer Cindy Soto says police will not help, but she did not go so far as to say they would stop the National Guard from clearing encampments.
The city believes firmly that being unhoused is not a crime, so we will not be assisting with any sort of arrest or enforcement towards the unhoused community for being unhoused.
Soto says the city is passing out cards at homeless encampments, informing people of what to do if they're detained. But on that note, can federal troops detain people? Snelling says troops like the National Guard cannot, but they can work with other federal agencies like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ICE, if someone is breaking a federal law.
We're not expecting them to be enforcing any laws. They would have to be assisted by someone in law enforcement.
Most of all, Mayor Brandon Johnson, Superintendent Snelling, and other leaders appeared frustrated at the lack of information from the feds. Johnson says Washington has not communicated their plans, despite the fact that CPD and the feds actively coordinate on getting guns off the street, gang violence, human trafficking, and drugs.
Unfortunately, we just have not had that level of coordination and cooperation in this particular matter.
So officials haven't heard from Trump, but have the mayor or Snelling reached out to the Trump administration seeking more details? Sun-Times reporter Tom Shuba posed this question. Is the city trying to make a deal with Trump to forestall troops from coming here?
Tom, that sounds great, but there are certain places that I stay as law enforcement, and there are layers between myself in the White House.
Snelling says those layers between him and the White House are keeping him in the dark. In the meantime, officials are refreshing cops on the welcoming city ordinance that prohibits them from helping with immigration enforcement and making sure they have enough manpower to respond to any protests spurred by the National Guard's presence in Chicago. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
Weather is sunny with a high in the mid-70s and partly cloudy tonight. A slight chance of a pop-up shower overnight and a low in the low 60s. And for the holiday weekend, sunny and rain-free sounds pretty perfect. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.